Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Auntie Daddy.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Yes, good. Sister Vicki.
Hello.
Hello. We also have Mother May. We have Ika Lowe. And we'll get Auntie Daddy another minute. Supposed to be playing the king, second king. We'll give her another minute while I get caught up.
Angela, while everyone is setting up, I've been kind of busy today and not really mentally prepared, so I'm just going to listen in, okay?
Okay, no problem. I'm going to go ahead and start us off because the purpose of the listening to the prayer is to allow time for people to join. So I'm going to go ahead and pull it up and start us off. That way it doesn't delay us. It's going to be coming out of 2 Kings 24. And to give you a summary before we listen to the word, chapter 24 in 2 Kings marks the beginning of the end for Judah. During this time, the prophet Lehi warned the people about the total destruction of Jerusalem by Babylon. Here we go.
In these days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldees, and bands of the Syrians, and bands of the Moabites, and bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by his servants the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah to remove them out of his sight, for the sins of Manasseh according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood which the Lord would not pardon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin his son reigned in his stead. And the king of Egypt came not again any more out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. And his mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. At that time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against the city, and his servants did besiege it. And Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, he and his mother and his servants, and his princes and his officers. And the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign. And he carried out thence all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and cut in pieces all the vessels of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had said. And he carried away all Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths, none remained, save the poorest sort of the people of the land. And he carried away Jehoiachin to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his officers, and the mighty of the land. Those carried he into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. And all the men of might, even 7,000, and craftsmen, and smiths, 1,000, all that were strong and apt for war, even them the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, his father's brother, king in his stead, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Lord, it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Second Kings 25.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All righty, well, let's go ahead with our program. We'll just do a roll call. We have Sister Dixie, who's a listener tonight. We have Auntie Betty, Mother May, Deacon Lowe, Auntie Dot, and myself. I want to welcome everyone back. It seems like it's been a while. but welcome to the Melvin Family Friends Weekly Prayer Program. And as always, we're a family and good friends gathered together to give God honor and praise.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for giving us this opportunity, to bless each and every one of us that own this room today. And we said, Lord, move me, move myself out of the way so that I might love others. Help me to understand that my love for others grow out of your love for me. Help me, Lord, to keep on loving and sharing and caring for the others that might be able to see you in me. And I ask this in Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, our first worship song is God's Got a Blessing by Norman Hutchins.
Gonna see you through. Hold your. Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. It won't last always. Get ready. Put your blessing. Put your blessing. Get ready.
Share the word with each other. So let's go ahead and get started.
Let's start off with Auntie Betty. Any good news you'd like to share this evening?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Stir the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 100, Auntie Betty. Next I have Mother May.
Okay, I'm coming out of 1 Timothy, the third verse through the 10th. Said quality leadership. People seem to be hungry for guidance and direction. The success of the church depends on the development of quality leaders who can fulfill position and responsibility with integrity and resource. In a most complex society, leaders play a core role in the lives of those who follow. Too many people have been hurt by false prophets and selfish leaders who have made predictions and promises that have gone unfulfilled or have led them into deep hurt and disappointment. The Apostle Paul was quite explicit in describing the types of leaders God wants, particularly those who lead in the church. According to Paul, God wants leaders who are discipline, season, and convince in the faith. As leader who should mold the character Paul had recommended for overseer and the deacon, those who are in position of leadership should meditate on the word of this most profound and thoughtful book. Provoking chapter. When leadership fails, many people and the program are directly or indirectly adversely affected. When leadership is effective, everything directed or indirectly reaps the benefit. Therefore, it behooves us to be positive influence in the lives of the people that we are called to serve, knowing that we are served not only them, but also the God who commissioned us. And the prayer said, dear God, help us to be true to ourselves so that we can come before your throne and let our needs and requests be made known. Help us hold ourselves accountable to the people we accept to lead so that we will be the leader that you want us to be. In the name of the one who called us from fellowship to leadership and offered the necessary grace to do that which we have been called to do, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
1 Timothy, Mother, 3-10. Next, I have Auntie Dot. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Luke chapter 6, verse 37 to 38. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemy, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other side also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Every sinner do that. And if you lean to those from whom you expect repayment, that credit is that to you. Even sinner lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemy, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get it back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and weakness. Be merciless just as your Father is merciless. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Luke 6:27-28. 38. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. All right, I will go next, and I'm going to be coming out of Mark 12:32-34. And this is a devotional, and it talks about the great commandment, stating that Jesus is our Savior. We can't save ourselves. The scribes and Pharisees were always testing Jesus. This time, in order to trap him, the scribe asked, which was the greatest commandment? At that time, there were hundreds of commands that the Pharisees imposed on the Jews. Jesus did not fall into the trap, but quoted the two great commandments. Unlike the story in Luke's gospel, the scribe does not try to justify his question. The scribe's answer in Mark's gospel differs from the answer in Matthew and Luke by saying that keeping these two commandments is more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices one might offer to please God. No matter what we give up or do as penance for sins or to earn favor with God, if we are not putting God first and loving our neighbor, then we are failing. We can't earn God's favor, and we can't earn heaven. Jesus is our Savior. We can't save ourselves. Salvation is a pure gift from God. In the letter of James, we read that faith and good works go together. Because we believe in Jesus, excuse me, and want to spend eternity with him, we choose to follow him and live a life based on loving others. This love of neighbor then encourages us to do good works as God wants us to do. If the only reason we do good work is to earn heaven, we are the same as those who offer sacrifices to please God without keeping the commandment. God knows what is in our heart. He knows why we choose to act the way we do. He knows if we are acting out a love or not. If our intentions are pure, as the scribes describe, then we too will not be far from the kingdom of God. And in prayer, just say, Lord, we say that we believe and we say that we want to follow you, but we don't always live as you would have us live. So please give us the strength to follow your commandments of love of you and of our neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Next, we have hello.
I'll be coming out of the book of Isaiah 38, chapter 10-22. In the prime of my life, must I go to the gates of death and be the author of the rest of my years?
I said, I will not again see the Lord in the land of the living. No longer will I look on mankind or be with those who now dwell in this world. Like a shepherd tent, my house has been pulled down and taken from me. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life, and he has cut me off from the loom. Day and night, you made an end of me. I waited patiently till dawn, but like a lion, he broke all my bones. Day and night, you made an end of me. I cried like a swift or thrush. I moaned like a mourning dove. My eyes grew weak as I looked to the heavens. I am troubled, O Lord, come to my aid. But what can I say? He has spoken to me, and he himself has done this. I will walk humbly all my years because of this anguish of my soul. Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. For the grave cannot praise you. Death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, they praise you, as I am doing today. Father, tell the children about your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will sing with string instruments all the days of our lives in the temple of the Lord. Isaiah had said, prepare a potage of figs and apply it to the boil, and he will recover. Hezekiah had asked, what will be the sign that I will go up to the temple of the Lord? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading. Isaiah 38:10-22. All right. Well, that concludes our first round. We didn't have any more callers to join, so we're going to go ahead with our sick and shut in before we move forward. Is there anyone we want to remove from the list? Is there anyone we want to remove from our sick and shut list?
Angela, you can remove me from the list.
Amen. All righty. Do we have anyone we want to add to the list this week? Okay. I thought I had it. All righty. All righty. If you bow your heads. Father God, we lift up all those, including our immediate family and friends, who are facing illness today. And just to give you a list of the few that we have, Donna Smith, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Uncle Willie, Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Ryan Tompkins and Nafia, Tremar, Nafia, Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, Mary Ann, includes Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe. We have Auntie Janet Williams. We have Marilyn Tompkins and family, Erica, Jessica, and Robert. And we have Jackie. We have Auntie Martha and Kenneth Jacob. I don't have my prayer. All righty.
Let me finish the prayer. Heavenly Father, as we ask that you lift them up in prayer, we just thank you for being the ultimate healer in our times of Father God. We trust and we believe that you will come to their needs. You will strengthen them, Father God, and you will give them full recovery in your name. Father God, we just ask that you continue to send your angels, if it has to be in the form of doctors and form of medicine, that you allow that to be a cure for them and for them to believe that you are beside them, standing in the gap to help them be stronger day by day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Mother wanted me to add Auntie Marie. Do you want me to add her, Mother? Thank you. She's not on there. She's not there, though.
Hmm.
Okay.
Angela, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just have a question. You know, Marilyn passed, Erica's, you know, mother. So would it be okay to just take her off but just keep the children on there, you know, since this is still kind of early in their loss?
Well, that's kind of how I made it. Marilyn Tompkins' family, and then I explained who her family is, Erica Jessica. So
okay.
Until you tell us to remove it, I was going to remove it. You want me to take Marilyn's name off of there?
Yeah, take Marilyn's name off. You know, she's resting
okay.
in peace, but we will just
okay,
keep,
got it.
You know.
Got it. Okay.
Nieces and nephews. Yeah.
Will do. All righty. Okay. Now we're at our birthdays, acknowledging birthdays for this week, and it is June 4th. Through, I want to say the 10th, if my math is correct. Let me see what I have first. I have Taya on June the 5th. I have Sideria on June the 9th. And we just missed Carla, that was on June 3rd. And we missed Annette, that was on June 2nd. Had Carlos on June 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have Jameer on June 8th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I don't have it on here.
It's on my list.
I tell you, I'm so used to him being right in my presence, I wouldn't have forgotten. Missing my babies. I also had the late Reverend Allen on June the 10th, and we had, it looks like, Harissa on June the 7th. So quite a few birthdays this week. Amen.
Amen.
All righty, let me see who was my singer for this week. It's been such a while. Mother, you did it last year. Ah, Auntie Carrie got lucky. She would have been the one. Auntie Dot, it's your raw turn.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday.
Oh. Amen. That was beautiful. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. All righty. Okay, so let's go ahead and do our second round, and this is where we have an opportunity to share our testimonies, a poem or song, or a praise report, or if you prefer reading another Bible verse, that's your choice, or you may pass. We're going to start off with Mother May.
Yes. I'm coming out of Philippians 20.
Jesus promised never to leave us or forsake us, especially when situations in our lives are shifting. Contentment comes in knowing that God has called you and me to a higher purpose and that he shall equip us to complete that work. Contentment comes in knowing that God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Contentment comes in knowing that God is with us in all circumstances, especially in the struggle. Knowing that God sees, care, and works in our circumstance, giving you and me every reason to dwell in contentment, not resentment. I am happy in Jesus. How about you?
Amen. Thanks for sharing. I was delicious. 20. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Do you have any testimony from her song or praise report?
Out there.
All right. Deacon Lowe.
I'll be coming out of 2 Samuel. Verse 16. 24. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O servant of God, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, O servant of God, you have also spoken about the future of the house of your servant. Is this your usual way of dealing with man, O servant Lord? What more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O servant Lord. For the sake of your word and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made it known to your servant. How great you are, O servant Lord. There is no one like you. And there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth that God went out to redeem as a people for himself, and to make a name for himself, and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations and their God from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt? You have established your people Israel as your very own forever. And you, O Lord, have become their God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I would go next, and I'm going to say a poem. And the title of the poem is The Word of God. When you are down and feeling blue, ask and it shall be given you. When there are troubles on your mind, God says to seek and you shall find. Knock and his doors will open within, as our God will wash away your sin. For you will receive if to God you ask, and if you seek, you shall find your task. God is love, and love God is. With much happiness and bliss, his love is real and forevermore. Knock and God will open the door. How I know, thus what I say, reading the Bible as I pray, and onward living as I go, the word of God has told me so. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Righty. Okay, next we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10, the King of Glory. Lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O gate, even lift them up, everlasting door, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen, beautiful. Thank you for that. That concludes our round. Sister Vicki is a listener. So we will go ahead and proceed with the signing part for next week. If we have any volunteers, we are on 2 Kings 25. Do we have a volunteer to play or read those verses?
Auntie Dot.
Okay. Thank you, Auntie Dot. A volunteer for the opening prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. And then what about a closing prayer? Mother? We're going to do Mother May.
That was, we don't want to volunteer no more. I have to start a signing part.
I guess.
No. Alrighty. Our closing prayer was Sister Shirley, but she is not here this evening, so I will go ahead and lead us out on that. But before, we're going to do our last song. And
okay.
The title is Jesus Will Fix It. So let me get to that. And this
Amen.
Is by Lee Williams.
Okay.
It's time for offering cool comfort. Move air in and out of your home without the hassle of endless ductwork.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. Don't make trouble. Make me cry sometimes. I live the death of my life. But that's all right. But I don't see half wide, trouble in my way. Have to cry sometimes. Don't make trouble. Make me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. Cause I know Jesus. Half to wide. Better get trouble. Have to cry sometimes. I've got trouble. Make me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. Cause I know Jesus. Yeah.
forgive you my headaches. I forgive you my problems. For me, I found out my God can do anything, anything you need. I know he will. I know God will. Really, I know He did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all. When I was standing at the crossroads in my life, standing there just wondering which way should I go. Had trouble on my left side, trouble on the right, and I couldn't go forward. I had mountains in my way, but the one thing I know, one thing I know, I won't go back. I won't go back. So I just look up and say, Lord, you gotta fix it. You gotta fix it. You just gotta fix it, Bobby. I know you will. He did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all. I know you will.
I just love going back and hearing those songs, but I just have to share a memory that came to my mind with Sister Vicki when I was 16 years old and going down to you guys' homecoming every summer and listening to these old songs just bring back those memories. But, you know, these old songs have so much more meaning than what we hear today. And to, you know, our suffering and our overcoming and our I walk with Jesus. It's just so beautiful to hear these songs. So I just want to share that.
Yes.
Righty, so I am going to pray us out and let everyone go. Leave a little earlier this Sunday. Give your time back. If you would bow your head, please. God, please touch our hearts with the messages that we have shared with each other on this day, Father. We thank you for teaching us about charity, faith, endurance, and love. And by touching our hearts, if we remember the words that we heard tonight, give us the courage to act wisely and kindly as servants of God and representatives of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we go our various ways, please bless us, and that when we travel, that we travel safely and go on the path of goodness. Father God, we humbly offer this prayer in gratitude and in faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you guys so much, and we will have our call again next Sunday at 8 o'clock, same time. And if you find more friends, invite them to come and join in on us. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
You all have a blessed week, guys.
You guys.
Amen. Y'all do the same. Amen. Y'all have a blessed week.
All right. Bye-bye.
We love you all.
Bye.
Love you more.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, night.
Night.